What's your first name?
King.
King, do you pay a lot of... I know you paid attention to her walking by, but yes. do you pay attention to politics?
Very little.
Really? Not much. How do you manage to do it? It just seems like it's everywhere. You stay off the TV, off the computer?
I'm on the computer, I'm on the TV constantly. I just basically ignore the rhetoric and the BS.
Do you like Hillary?
I'm not very fond of Hillary. Nor am I fond of any of the candidates.
Not Bernie, not Trump.
Believe it or not, sometimes I'm thinking Trump might be a winner. But then again, he's too radical. Sometimes he could be a little much.
How have things changed in your estimation over the last few years?
Much, much better. I mean, believe it or not, a lot of people put down Obama, but he's actually been very, very good. It's unbelievable how hard he had to fight to get things done, when I believe if it was another president, it wouldn't be so hard. But the economy's better. Gas prices is under...
You didn't say it, but was race involved in that?
Of course, everything has a lot to do with race. I mean, not everything, but a lot.
Is that getting better?
Yes, it is definitely getting better, believe it or not. And I'm happy right now. You know, I'm working, I'm feeling good, I'm healthy. And
how old are you, man?
I'm 58.
Me too. Class 76.
Cool.
We're still kicking, man.
Yes.
Well, what's your message of peace and love to all the listeners of WFMU in Jersey City and New York and all around the world?
Enjoy yourself. Be happy. Try not to cause any trouble and stay peaceful.
What's the lucky number for today?
14.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
This is some old Uriah Heep from the debut album Bird of Prey on Dusty. David Byron, the late David Byron, on vocals, the falsetto. Great sound of Mick Box on guitar. What's your first name?
Sean Gatai.
Sean Gatai, you were very nice to say yes. It's been a rough day. I don't know. I think my hair is getting too long or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sean Gatai, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And where does that name come from?
Zimbabwe.
From Zimbabwe. Have you ever been there?
I was born there.
No, I was thinking of Rhodesia, but that's South Africa, right?
No, that's Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Zimbabwe. Yeah. Is it within it?
No, when the British took it
I'm
over.
I'm so stupid, but educate me. Teachable moment.
When the British took it over, it was called Rhodesia, and then it changed to Zimbabwe.
Where's Swaziland?
That I don't know.
That's really small. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm interested in all that stuff. The election, are you paying attention?
Not as much as I should be, but
do you feel like you already know who you're going to vote for?
Yeah, probably Bernie.
Bernie. Now, what if Hillary is the nominee? Will you vote for Hillary?
I probably won't vote.
Well, you dislike her that much.
Yes, I do.
What is it about Hillary?
She just lies, and she's been conniving this whole election, and I haven't liked her since she's been the first lady.
What about Donald Trump? What do you think of him?
Well, I'm black, so he would probably ship me back to Africa, so.
But you wouldn't vote for Hillary as a means of stopping Donald Trump?
No, I probably would move to Amsterdam.
Think you would? Well, maybe it's easy for you, dude. That'd be hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about leaving the country every election.
Yeah.
Are you hopeful for the future? You seem pretty happy.
I just know that America is kind of, I don't want to say a joke, but America is just America. I don't really think it
You're
will
not
get
proud
better.
Of it anymore?
No. And I just feel like a lot of countries were the butt of a lot of jokes.
What's wrong with us?
We have a corrupt system and we don't want to change it. Like, the rich decide who is president. We actually don't get to decide anything, so.
Is the media making us crazy, too?
Oh, of course. Of course. I definitely think
I feel it. I can't stop watching the politics. And,
yeah.
You know, my friends are like, back away from the television.
I think right now it's such a madhouse that it's almost like watching reality TV for me.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City, in New York City, in Amsterdam, in Zimbabwe, all over the world?
I just live each day with a positive attitude because having a negative attitude never helps anybody.
Really great stuff. Thanks for your time. I wish you all the best. I'll give you a card.
Thank you.
Trump met up with Paul Ryan today. It seemed amicable enough. Ryan's caving. These are the Bangles. Dusty Show. Thanks for being there.
If she knew what she wants,
he'd be giving it to
if
her.
If she knew what she needs,
he'd be giving that to
if
her.
If she knew what she wants,
but he can't see through
if
her.
If she knew what she wants, he'd be giving it to her. Giving it to her. She wants everything.
He'd give it to her. To give her everything.
There's nothing she wants.
She don't want to sort it out.
He's crazy for this girl.
But she don't know what she's looking for.
If she knew what he wants, he'd be giving it to her. Giving it to her. I'd say her values are corrupted, but she's open to change. Then one day she's satisfied, and the next I find her crying, and it's nothing she can explain.
Written by Joel Shear. This sounds good to me, for the first time, really.
She knew what she wants.
He'd be giving it to
if she knew what she needs.
Jangling.
If she knew what she wants.
But he can't see through
if she knew what she wants. Giving it to her.
Giving it to her.
Cosmic Matrix hates it. I like Susanna. She sounds great.
If she knew what she wants,
he'd be giving it to her.
If she knew what she needs,
he'd be giving it to
her. If she knew what she wants,
but he can't see through
her. If she knew what she wants, he'd be giving it to her. Giving it to her. She wants everything.
So you said yes to the interview. You must pay attention to politics. It's something that you care a lot about?
To a certain extent.
Do you have a candidate that you like as the election draws near, or have they already dropped out?
I kind of like Hillary Clinton.
You like Hillary? Going to stick with Hillary?
Yes.
Are you worried that a lot of Bernie fans might not come out to support Hillary if Bernie doesn't get the nomination?
Well, I'm worried that Donald Trump might win.
Do you feel an increasing chance that he might win?
I feel more of a chance than I did before, but I'm hoping that in the end, you know, people's brains will take hold, when, you know, when they get to the voting booth.
What are you most worried about when you imagine a Trump presidency?
That he's just kind of a free-form sort of person that just kind of flies by the seat of his pants, more or less. It's kind of like reality TV is finally taking hold of the real world. I mean, lots of people are angry with politicians. I can't blame anybody for that, because the system as it is basically doesn't work too well, and people are kind of left behind in the fray. Now, I just don't think Donald Trump is the answer to this. I'm not sure what is. He's ultimately part of the system as well. He's a billionaire. He's dealt with. I mean, he's been at Hillary and Bill's. They've been to his wedding. There are pictures of him hugging the two of them. I mean, in some respects, it's almost all a big game.
You think like he's just like a big FU to the system?
Well, that's what they're hoping for, but ultimately, I think he might be conning them as well.
Are you hopeful for the future of the United States despite everything?
Yes.
What keeps you that way? Just an abiding love for the country or what?
Yeah, a certain amount of optimism. We're sort of heading in the right direction, but it might take a while to get there because people are angry and fed up and whatever. And at this point, there's not much else to do except express the frustration. And then, somebody like Donald Trump come along and take advantage of that. But I'm kind of hoping, I think Hillary Clinton's a very capable person. She's had a lot of experience. She's been Secretary of State, obviously been Senator. And I hope she'll kind of take hold of the situation. She obviously wants to be president, first woman president. But hopefully her capability will, in the end, take hold.
I really appreciate your time today, sir. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen.
Okay, thank you so much.
From Fox News.
Look, I believe Donald Trump will beat Hillary Clinton. And I think he's the one guy that was left on the field that has the best chance to do it. Hillary Clinton is like the British Army in the Revolutionary War. She's very predictable. She's going to march shoulder to shoulder with redcoats, with the drums beating in an open field. Donald Trump is like Swamp Fox. He'll hit her from the tree. She'll never know what happens. It'll constantly keep her off her game.
This is Herb Alpert. Actually, a flip side of a 12-inch, first time I heard it. The Rise album from 79. This is Rotation on the Dusty Show. Wide open bore. And that sequencer, he knew what to do. The A in A&M Records, Herb Alpert. Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show. Glad you're listening. Hardy coming along at 7 with Miracle Nutrition, the whole TNP follows. It's going to be fantastic. Beautiful here in Jersey City on the banks of the Hudson. The 50,000-watt flamethrower. Today's FMU.
Anthony. What's your first name?
Anthony.
Anthony, here we are at Grand Central Station. Beautiful day today.
Beautiful.
You ready for the warmer weather?
I am ready for the warmer weather.
Yeah. You pay attention to politics?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you have a candidate that you like with the election drawing near, or did they drop out already?
You know, you have to vote, and it's going to be Hillary against Trump.
You feel it's your duty to vote?
I do. I feel it's your duty to vote, or else you have to shut up, right? Don't complain if you don't vote. And I'm going to vote for Trump because he's going to throw a monkey wrench in everything. Everybody, right, left, center. I think that's what we need. Hillary has some really great points, but it's too much of what we've just had.
I think, are you traditionally more conservative than liberal?
I really am middle of the road. I voted for Obama.
Both times?
I voted for Obama both times. And now I'm ready to see something different.
I get it. There's a few drawbacks to my opinions about Trump, and they're the obvious ones. It seems a little racist and bigoted. I don't like the wall and what he says about Muslims. Are you really okay with that?
I think it's bluster? I think it's bluster. I do think it's bluster. I think he loves to hear the sound of his own voice, but I do think that...
When I asked you that, honestly, you seem like a cool guy. Does it sting a little bit? Like, oh, I can't, it's hard to defend him on that.
You know, on that, it's kind of like, you know, it is a little difficult to defend that. You don't want to put a blanket over any group.
I'm guessing that's not how you feel
about it. That's not how I feel. No,
here in New York.
I have some very good friends who are Muslims, and I have a really good friend who's been trying to get his wife into the country for 12 years. So I know the plight. However,
a character kind of comes down to an individual.
Yeah, absolutely. And we hope that he's not going to be that way, and I don't think he will.
And the other thing I have to ask you about, the Supreme Court picks, I mean, does that... That's probably the rest of, at least my life, would be affected.
Right. Yeah, mine too. You know, to be really honest, I don't know enough about who's up for that.
It's 4-4 right now because Scalia died.
Right.
And Obama's trying to appoint someone.
Yeah, he's trying to appoint someone on the slide.
So it's a lot weighs in the balance of the election. Plus,
absolutely,
you have people like, no offense, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg, some of the older members of the court.
Exactly. We're in a really, really interesting time, and I don't have a horse in the race, you know, because I don't know enough about it to speak on it.
I wondered, Bernie too much for you?
You know, I think Bernie is a little too much for me. What I like about Bernie is what similarly to what I like about Trump. They're shaking it up, and they're drawing people who are really, really passionate about their message, and I think that that's great.
Are you so fed up with Washington that you feel like it almost needs to be taken down to the ground? Some people on the left will posit that I might just vote for Trump to just let all hell break loose.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that, because you know what? People on the right thought that when Obama came in, right? So, and where did we end up? Pretty much in the same spot. I think we need someone with a little bit more business acumen, because too many Americans are busting their butts every day and just scratching and clawing. And that's, you know, working class guys like me, and it's people who are trying to get their first job out of college. You know, it's people who are like reaching the golden years and saying, are there actually golden years? So I think, you know, we need someone who's going to be able to hold other countries accountable. And, you know, the whole China thing is kind of scary for my kids.
I guess with the whole one percenter thing now, and People talk about plutocracy and the rich are running everything.
Right.
But you feel okay handing over the reins to one of the super rich guys?
I do, because if he gets elected, it's not going to be from the 1%. It's going to be from the guys that are, and the gals who are in the trenches every day trying to feed their kids and keep a roof over their heads and have been lied to, or not really, lied is a little strong, but kind of, the messages before might have been a little misrepresented, so they bought into something, but then it never came to fruition. So you have to kind of just say, okay, let's just, in my opinion, let's roll the dice with this and see, you know, hopefully he's a little bit more compassionate than he lets on. I don't know.
I really appreciate your thoughts. Great conversation.
Thanks.
I'll give
much.
You a card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen. Let me shut this
listen.
Up.
I do listen. I listen a lot.
Up with the sun, gone with the wind. She always said I was lazy.
Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band.
Leaving my home, leaving my friends. Running when things get too crazy.
From the bicentennial year, Traveling Man.
Out to the road, out beneath the stars, feeling the breeze, passing the cars. Women have come, women have gone, everyone trying to cage me. Some were so sweet, I barely got free. Others, they only enraged me. Sometimes at night, I see their faces. I feel the traces they've left on my soul. And those are the memories that make me a wealthy soul. I tell you, those are the memories that make me a wealthy soul. Traveling man, love when I can. Turns my hand cause I'm gold, man. Traveling man, love when I can. But sooner than later, going.
Sing it with me for the Midwest, you guys.
And those are the memories that make me a wealthy soul.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Tell you, those are the memories that make me a wealthy soul.
Yeah. I love Van Morrison, it's no secret.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
From born and raised here in the city?
No, I grew up in different places in the world. So.
Yeah. Do you pay attention to politics much?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a candidate that you like as the election's drawing near, or have
no.
they dropped out
I don't
already?
Like any.
Are you generally more conservative or more liberal?
Generally, I mean, I'm just independent. I think for myself, and depending on which candidate matches my, you know.
And you're a citizen, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it about Hillary you don't like?
Emails, Benghazi.
Those things bother you,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. You think she's been dishonest?
Yeah, definitely.
What about Trump?
Trump, what bothers me is his switching of the issues. If he stayed with his opinions on certain things, if it was constant, then I would more likely trust him. But he also switches depending on whom he is going against.
What about Bernie? I'm just going to throw a couple names at you.
Bernie Sanders, not really. I mean, he's more to the socialism aspects, so I'm not in that. I'm a big capitalist.
Who's your hero?
My dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
He instilled a lot of the values that you
yeah,
kept
definitely.
With you?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And my mom, too. So. My parents didn't.
Are you hopeful about the future of the
Absolutely.
United States?
Yep. About the United States, about the world.
I guess if you turn on the TV or the radio and listen, you can hear plenty of bad news if you...
Well, that's how they sell the ads, right? I mean, if it was all good, I don't think people would watch it. So
you're able to step back from it and...
Yeah, definitely. I don't watch that much TV, so...
So I have to ask you, are you just going to sit the election out?
No, I will vote. I won't decide until the last minute. I'll see how it evolves.
What about Obama? Last question. Did you like the job he did, or have you been disappointed with him?
I like that during his presidency, we tracked down Bin Laden. I think that was very important. And it was because he put a lot of focus on Afghanistan rather than Iraq, where Bin Laden was supposed to be. So I like that. I think he messed up the healthcare. I think it could have gone smoother. I think he did a bad job with the execution of it.
What about single payer? Do you believe in that, or won't it work in the United States?
I mean, you can force it to work, but I don't think that's the right approach, because I've been in other countries.
With the national health care system?
Yes, yes. While it does seem to work from outside, when you're in the system, very difficult to get emergency health care very quickly, because everybody classifies everything as emergency and they clog the system.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.
I really do.
What radio show is that?
Here's my card. It's called The Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon. Tomorrow at 6 on WFMU, Jersey
okay.
City.
Okay.
It's on the internet. We've got listeners all around the world.
Awesome.
Probably where you're originally from, but you wouldn't tell me.
I was born in India, but I grew up in the Southern Caribbean.
What's the Southern Caribbean? Curacao? Where are you?
That's it. That's it.
Did Curacao. That really... make an impression on the young you growing up in the Caribbean?
That was where I grew up. So
you feel like an island kind of guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I've lived in Kuwait. No, I'm sorry, not Kuwait. Canada. My family has lived in Middle East. So, you know.
You've been all over the world.
Pretty much.
What's one thing we got going for us here in the... We hear a lot of bad about the United States lately. Tell me what's good.
I mean, people. Generally, people are good. There's a lot of meritocracy here, which you don't find in many different countries. People generally watch out for each other. You don't find that. People are much more accepting of other cultures.
What about when Trump says these things like not letting Muslims in and building walls? And he seems to have so many followers out there. It's kind of scary.
I think you have to sift why they're following him and who is following him. I think a lot of people are just attracted because of his, you know, demeanor.
The showbiz side.
I do think that we have to strengthen our borders. I mean, whether it's a wall or it's just border security. And, you know, I think one of the things I like about the United States is we are a country of laws.
Do you think women should get equal pay and equal rights
as men? Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Hey, man,
right.
I got to run.
Thanks.
Got to edit this. Yeah. Edit this.
Hillary, could it be you this time? The stars are all alive. You know that Donald is close behind Hillary.
We're losing thousands of people a year to overdoses because people need help and they need to be saved from overdoses. A lot of them don't know that they're actually overdosing. My husband and I have lost the children of dear friends of ours, adult children, who had no intention to die, but they took a pill after they'd had a beer or two, and they never woke up. This is the single most heartbreaking story I hear as I travel across America. And as your president, if I'm so fortunate enough to be, we're going to do everything we can to save lives, divert people from the criminal justice system, give them treatment, help them into recovery, and let them get off on a better track.
This is Hermeto from 1977, Slaves Mass on The Dusty Show. Stay with me now. Lots of show to come. Thank you. Hermeto Pascoal from Brazil. It's all devilly. Start scaring me a little. Yet always mess with this stuff. What's your first name?
Homer.
Homer, do you pay attention to politics?
Somewhat, not too much. I don't follow it letter by letter or read every paper.
Have you generally been supportive of President Obama?
Yes, I have.
You voted for him?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. What about Hillary Clinton? When it comes down to it, will you pull the lever for her if she's the nominee?
Yes, I would, rather than Donald Trump.
What about Bernie?
If Bernie, I would do all the same for Bernie.
So Hillary's really found herself being accused a lot of being dishonest. People tell me all the time she lies, I don't trust her. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a fair assessment or?
No, there's nothing that says she did anything wrong, that she didn't send classified documents.
Beyond potential Supreme Court picks, I'm guessing you're a little, generally a little left-leaning. Do you think Trump is actually dangerous?
Well, when he first started out, I thought it could really be dangerous.
Seemed like a loose cannon to you.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Are you hopeful for the future of the United States?
Yes, I am.
What gives you that optimism?
Well, I think that the people, you know, will take control, I hope.
I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, I'll give you a card. Right back into the music. Beautiful song from the old possum, George Jones, A Picture of Me Without You.
Imagine a world where no music was playing. Then think of a church with nobody praying. If you've ever looked up at a sky with no blue, then you've seen a picture of me without you. Have you walked in a garden where nothing was growing? Or stood by a river when nothing was flowing?
Yeah.
If you seen a red rose unkissed by the dew, then you've seen a picture of me without you. Sunday morning with no church bells ringing.
If you've watched as the part of a child breaks into, then you've seen a picture of me without you.
What's your first name?
Justice.
Justice?
Uh-huh.
Really, that's a cool name.
Thank you.
The real name?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. And what inspired your parents to name you Justice?
Well, mostly I'm a Libra, so Scales of the Justice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then also my grandpa was originally a Jesuit priest, and so Justice was very important in his life.
Wow. Are you from the New York area?
No, I'm from Spokane, Washington.
You're a long way from home.
Yeah. Well, I go here for school, but yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Do you pay attention to politics?
Somewhat. Wish I paid him attention more, but yeah.
Now, you're going to school. Do you like Bernie?
Big Bernie fan.
Yeah. Even now, they're starting to say he can't win.
He can. Well, I mean, I think he has a better chance of beating Trump, so I think people should rally with him as a president.
Now, I love politics. I'm always reading all the comments people make on both sides of the aisle, and a lot of Bernie people really don't like Hillary. Would you vote for her if she is the nominee?
If she is the nominee, I would, because I mean, I think she would make a good presidential candidate, but I don't trust her as much as I trust Bernie, because I think she flip-flops on her political opinion too much. I think that she goes with the most popular opinion as opposed to being a progressive political figure.
Have you been pleased with the job the president's done these last 8 years?
Obama? Yeah, I think he's done a good job.
Yeah. Talk about Trump just a little bit. What do you think of him?
The worst. I can't believe that America is letting him get this far. I think it started as a joke, and it's become a scary reality.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country, despite the problems we hear about and see?
It's a big question. I don't really know. I would like to be optimistic, so I think yes, but I think the election will foretell if it's going to be positive or not.
Do you ever think about living in a different country?
Yes.
Where would you go?
Anywhere. Probably Canada.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for your time.
I wish you
all the best.
You
I'll
too.
Give you my card.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Yes, thanks.
Bernie Sanders wins in West Virginia. He wins. But still he's far behind in the delegate count.
Are you guys ready for a political revolution? Are you prepared to accept your responsibilities in a democratic society to transform this country?
This is Jewel.
Welcome to the corner of Main Street, USA. Look at the good people, hear what they gotta say. Everywhere I go seems like Bush is on TV. We shed blood in the name of liberty. All right. The circus tents are dead, but the sideshow's doing well. The Osbournes and Unicor are too freaky to tell.
When Jewel updated her image,
I wanna change it, but I wouldn't leave
from Alaska folky to kind of a Cosmo thing.
We are trying in America.
such a big hook, though. I like big hit on this album, too, Intuition. America. I know a little too much, don't I, about this? We are laughing in America. The natural destination of the Debbie Gibson thing, kind of. And I'm not being flippant. I like it.
We are trucking in America. We are in America. We are lucky in America. We are breaking ground in America. Just another town in America. We are breaking down in America.
What's your first name?
Ralph.
Ralph, do you follow politics?
Generally.
Do you have a candidate that you like? It'd kind of come down to two, it seems like now.
No.
Hillary or Trump, you don't like either one.
No, yeah. Unfortunately.
Does that mean you'll sit the whole thing out?
To be determined, not sure.
What is it about Hillary you don't like?
I think she's going to be mainstream, and that there's not going to be a lot of change.
And what about Trump?
Devastating. I mean, my personal opinion is that he's dangerous.
Bernie?
Well-intentioned, but lacks execution.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Yeah, we'll be fine. This will be a bad patch. We've been through it before.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, yeah, no problem.
Well, I won't ask your name since I only get one question.
Adam.
Adam. Adam.
Adam.
Adam. Adam, do you pay attention to politics?
Yes.
Do you have a candidate that you like? It seems like we've got down to three, probably two left.
I like Bernie.
Do you think he still has a shot, or is it over?
So,
now, will you go ahead and vote for Hillary then?
Absolutely.
But you won't be not happy about it?
No, I'm not unhappy about it. I think that Hillary believes in a lot of what I believe in, but I actually am very much in tune with what the people who are voting for Trump and Bernie are saying. They're basically saying that our government is stuck and they're trying to shake it up.
So
I'm not convinced Hillary will shake it up.
There is a line between Bernie and Trump that connects?
Absolutely. The discontent with stagnation in government.
Yeah. Why do you think so many people you wouldn't expect to like Trump like him? He said some pretty bad things about Muslims, about Mexicans.
I think the Republicans who vote for Trump are not getting the benefits of what the Republican Party is supposedly supposed to give them. Every time you talk about tax breaks, the people who are getting the tax breaks are not the vast majority of Republican voters. So people voting for Trump, who are Republicans, are not getting any benefit from a tax break that rich people are getting. I think that's getting them angry.
You think Trump could do it?
Yes, I do.
You think it's going to accelerate as it goes on?
It may. Yeah.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Absolutely. I'm not worried about it.
Thank you, man. Here's my card.
Okay.
Tomorrow
thanks.
Night at 6. Thank you. This was the last of Lobo's four number one hits from 79. He'd switched labels to MCA. Lobo, real name Roland Kent Lavoie. This is Where Were You When I Was Falling in Love. Dusty Shaw.
When your eyes met mine, I knew that I had better play it cool. I'm doing my best, trying to resist, 'cause I ain't.
Something about his voice is great, isn't it, Lobo?
Where were you when I was falling in love? If I'd ever looked in those eyes before, we'd be together tonight, I'm sure. Where were you when I was falling? Be talking to you and playing the game. But the best thing for me to do is get up and leave without knowing.
you guys singing? Come on. He's big in Vietnam. I did read that.
Butch first. Butch first name?
Steve.
Steve, are you excited about this election
coming up?
Not really. You don't like any of the candidates?
Not really.
Will you vote in the end?
You know, I'm not really sure at this point. I don't really like any of the candidates, and I really don't think there's a clear choice.
Which way do you usually lean?
Republican, but it saddens me that the Republicans can't put up a good candidate.
What about Trump? What are you going to do about him? Do you like certain things about him?
Certain things, but the fact that he's never held political office bothers me.
And Hillary you can't deal with?
Yeah, I don't really care for her.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
You know, I don't know where the country's going to go if either one of them get elected. I really don't. Neither one of them are a real leader or anybody you can put confidence or faith into, so I don't know.
What's your word to your fellow Americans? A word of goodwill.
Oh, a word of goodwill.
Don't leave them on that note now.
God, I don't know.
What makes your life worth living?
What makes my life worth living? My children.
Does that make a big difference?
Yes, they do.
And you worry about
their future. Yeah, I worry about their future, what the future holds for them.
Meanwhile, they're probably having a good time, right?
Oh, much better than me.
Here you go, man.
Thank you
so much.
What if Trump really wins? What would it mean for us all? Would they come for the writers and artists eventually?
I actually wish the primaries were not over. It's no fun this way. I want the primaries to keep going, but everybody's out. I'm the only one left. That's okay, right? Right? I'll tell you what, folks, you're amazing people, and we're going to take care of a lot of years of horrible abuse, okay? We're going to take, and you can count on it. You can count on it 100%.
From Grays Lake, Illinois, 2002, this is Chevelle with The Red.
They say freak when you're
digital new metal sound.
Slip away.
You gotta re-embrace it.
To clear your mind.
Now the hammer's just gonna fall.
When asked,
or not.
Who made it show? The truth.
These guys were a brother act, three brothers. One brother dropped out and a cousin joined, like the Beach Boys, kind of.
So lay down, the threat is real. When his side goes red again.
Polyus says this is gym music. Crush it, Clay. I guess for when you're working out, the testosterone, estrogen just gallops.
So lay down, the threat is real. When his side
But before you run off, who are you voting for?
Donald Trump.
Why do you like Trump?
I'm a Republican.
he's a Republican. He's going to vote for somebody else.
Yes.
What is it that appeals to you about Trump?
Like his views on what we need to change about closing the border.
You like his idea about the wall and about Muslims, letting Muslims in. You think he's right?
I think about closing the border. I'm not against immigration. I'm for legal immigration.
You feel like it's gotten out of hand?
I feel like it's gotten out of hand. There has to be some kind of rule sense to it.
Do you think Hillary's as bad as they say, or is it just politics?
It's hard to say. I think there's a big mystery behind Hillary Clinton, and I'm not sure if anybody really knows what the truth is except for her.
I've had people tell me you could trace a line from Trump to Bernie in a way. Are there things about Bernie you respect?
There is. I respect that he comes out and he says what he believes. He doesn't go back on it. And he's very matter of fact. This is me. This is what I am. If you like it, good. If you don't, okay. Don't vote for me then.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country? You feel like Trump can turn it around?
I think he can. I don't think the same direction that we're going right now.
Have you been displeased with Obama?
Yes.
Yeah. What has bothered him? Bothered you most about his? Oh, you got to go. Yeah. Thank you, man. Thanks for your time.
Is that way? I'm not sure.
Okay.
This is 25 over here.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
All right. Be well. Thank you.
Now that's your buddy. He's voting for Trump, but you don't agree with him?
Absolutely not.
Who do you like?
I'd probably vote for Clinton. I'm not that keen on her. I don't think she has strong convictions or great vision.
What's settle for her?
A little bit more than subtle. I think the values in general I'm okay with. I was concerned about her. I hope she doesn't get too caught up in trying to feel like she needs to be tough and...
hawkish.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't get involved in wars, I guess, is what I'm saying. But I'm very pleased with President Obama, so I'm hoping that she's learned from being part of his administration.
It's kind of how she's positioning herself. Like, if you like the president, stay with me and we'll continue in that vein.
Right, and that's...
What about Bernie? Did you like aspects of Bernie?
Yes, I like him a lot, actually. And I wouldn't be disappointed if he won. I feel because she's seen as more mainstream, I think he's seen by many as being more extreme, especially in regards to economic policies, that she is probably a safer choice to be elected in the general election. And that's what I'm mostly concerned about. I do not want Donald Trump, and I do not want any other person... Anyone who ran in the Republican primaries was crazy, in my opinion, so...
Your friend's excited about Trump.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I've never really discussed it with him.
Does it change how you perceive him?
Maybe. Not particularly.
You like him.
Sure. Yeah, no, and I understand part of his appeal is that he, you know, people see him willing to change, to be more aggressive and challenging status quo. And I can respect that. I would just rather see that come from Elizabeth Warren than I would rather see it come from Trump. She's more aligned with my values than he is, and I don't trust his sense of ego and personal need for personal gratification. So I don't feel safe with him, actually, and I'd be afraid of how he would impact on the rest of the world.
We're here at Grand Central. Do you think that Trump train, as it were, can roll right on up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Are you worried about it?
I'm not worried about it. I do think establishment is extraordinarily powerful, and I don't think anybody who becomes president can achieve a huge amount of change, partly to my disappointment, because I would have liked to have seen more change as Obama would have liked to have done, but it would make a big difference, and I do definitely want to see Hillary Clinton, you know, of the people that are there. And by the way, I also like the idea of a woman becoming president. I think Obama's being president was inspirational to a different generation, and I think having a woman as president would be inspirational and change attitudes. So.
Me too, yeah. Can't do any worse than we have.
Right.
No, I think I agree with you. I'm excited about that possibility.
Yeah. So.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country, despite all the bad news you can hear if you try to?
Oh, yeah, generally speaking, sure.
You love America?
I like it a lot. I don't know that I love it. I do think that, I guess I am. I can say I love America.
You still feel something when they run the flag up the pole?
No, not that. Not that doesn't do anything for me, but it's... when I just see other things happening in other parts of the world that seems to tend more to the extreme, sometimes for good, but often for worse. And I think that there is a decency and there is a core to America, Americans, in terms of bringing in new people and an assimilation and accommodation.
That's still there, that heart is still beating.
That's really important, which is why I get concerned when I hear xenophobic comments and Trump's, you know, stuff going on and Cruz. And
feels backward looking, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Well, thank you, citizen.
Sure. What's your station?
Here, I'll give you a card. Clay Pigeon, WFMU, Jersey City.
All right.
Since 1958.
All right, Clay. Be well.
All right, buddy. Hope you can listen.
And now, Clay Pigeon.
Thanks for listening to The Dusty Show. Everybody, I'm glad you tuned in, whether you're on the Accu playlist, online, listening to the radio, maybe you're in your car, just driving through the area, you're scanning the dial and you found us. Remember us. Hardy White is next. Miracle Nutrition. And then the whole TNP unfolds. Sinner's Crossroads with Kevin Nutt, Dave the Spaz, Nickname, and Stan in the middle of the night to take Jan home. Taking us out, this is Juyan Park, Transformation 5. I was doing so good. Shoot. It's from Battlestar Galactica. Evidently, there's some tie-in. You like that? And I think it's a Philip Glass composition. Anyway, we're over time here, Hardy. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Clay Pigeon saying take care. Until next time, always remember.
To Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as I announce Help Wanted. Help Wanted, you say? Well, I'm looking for work. What kind of help do you need? And I say, I need help finding work. And you, but that's what I need. Yes, well, maybe we can help each other. But now we're trapped in some sort of infinite feedback loop. Yeah, of helpfulness. Hello, friends. There is no more comforting phrase than, you are not alone. Unless you thought you were alone in your house and you receive a phone call that says, you are not alone. Then it's absolutely terrifying. But most of the time, we like to believe that we are not suffering by ourselves, that there are others who share our problems. And so I would love to share my problems with you. I'm having a garage sale. I decided to put all my problems in my driveway, and I'm pretty sure somebody's going to come and think that they're precious and haul them away. And I might even haggle over the price. $3 for this incredibly huge problem that's been dogging me since my youth? Yes, well, you're lucky to get that. And I probably am. Oh, I want to talk about failure today. It's something that haunts many of us. That and the ghost of my grandfather who keeps saying, avenge my death. But you died of cancer. There's nothing to avenge. I guess I could attack the cigarette companies, but I think we're doing that. What is failure, Hardy White? Oh, ironically, if that were the only question on a test, I would have already failed it. And yet, I don't know what the definition of failure is, so maybe none of this has really happened. I'd like to share with you my life as a way of making you feel better and making you laugh. Now, that's a little disturbing to me, but I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to think about it in terms of being helpful. And I find that sometimes confession can make other people feel better. Now, I'm not Catholic, but I went to a confessional one time, and I sat in there, and I confessed everything. And this is what the priest said to me, and it stuck with me for a long time. He said, I'm not exactly sure what he meant, but I know that I made him feel better. And so it was better for me that I could get all this off my chest like it's mucus. I'm giving you some mucus. And you're saying, well, I don't need mucus. I said, well, I really need to get rid of it. A lot of things are like that. We unburden ourselves, but are we burdening someone else with our junk? Well, not if they're crazy. They want our junk. I thought I would talk about my job history, though, today. Make a bit of a resume, a spoken word resume. Not that you'd want to hire me for anything. A sort of curricula vitae. Now, that's Latin for cut the life out of or something like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. Sine die. I speak Latin. I just don't know what I'm saying. So I'm glad I don't have to go to Latonia or something and make myself understood. I can't conjugate any of the verbs. I didn't take that in high school. I took French and failed it. So did I take French at all? Now, a lot of things in my life, you think I'm exaggerating. You cannot have failed at all those things, Hardy. You would be a failure. Well, I'd prefer not to see myself that way, if that's okay with you. I am serially incompetent. Now, what does that mean? It means that I'm not good at, well, speaking, which is also funny since I'm on the radio, but I'm not good at a lot of things. I've had a lot of jobs, many of them different, because once I fail in a field, apparently the word goes out. There's a newsletter or something with my picture on it that says, do not hire this guy to even rake leaves, which is, again, something that I don't do very well. I've never really found my niche. A lot of you are all looking for it. You say, if I could only find my thing. Here's what I believe. Perhaps your thing is gone. Maybe your thing would be like if we were all still working on farms. Say, I can make a little room out of sticks or something. Well, there's no call for that anymore. Bless you. All these years of evolution has come around so that you can be good at something that's obsolete. That perhaps is true. We don't know. So I'm going awfully good at my hobbies. What are your hobbies? Oh, I don't know. Nothing. Doing nothing. Skipping stones. Well, back in the day, skipping stones was a way of killing fish. You would say, oh, I see a fish way out there in the pond. And you would skip that stone and beam the fish in the head, and the fish would die and sink to the bottom of the pond. There's another problem completely. Now what do we do? And our ancestors, what they would do is make a giant tarp, put it under the pond, the fish would sink, and then you pull out the tarp, and all the fish are on it. I don't think physics-wise that works very well. I designed in school mainly. This, I think, is why I failed at a lot of things. I was designing spaceships and all. When I was young, I received a gift of, this is very rare, I don't know if somebody stole it, the blueprints to the Starship Enterprise. I don't know how I got them. I think I had a friend who worked for whatever the company that built the Enterprise, I don't know, the Federation or something. They leaked these blueprints. Now, technically, I could have built my own starship if I had, I guess, $100,000 billion or whatever it costs. I think even some of the materials are not available yet or anymore. I don't know about those rods that make everything run. They have in the Jeffers tubes. Are you Star Trek fans? No, stop talking about it. I won't go into details then. But I was given these plans, so I'd make lots of fanciful drawings. Now, it turns out, they say, oh, this is a great creative thing. You're probably going to get in one of the creative professions. There are none, apparently. I don't know. I went out into the job world. I thought there'd be a big job fair. That's what I thought when I graduated. I thought, oh, we go to like the Civic Center, and there's little tables, right? And there's one table that says lawyer, and there's one that says movie, special effects movie stuff. like matte painting, I thought. But that's not true. It's not the way it works. There isn't a little thing of tables. And take one of our lawyer sponges. It just looks like a card. Add water. It's a sponge. Like that. Or look at this. What's that round piece of rubber for? That's to help opening jars. Look what's printed on it. Oh, it says civil service or something like that. But I didn't know. So I didn't know any of the jobs that were open to me. You see, so I wasn't planning, I wasn't working on anything in particular. I looked in my family's history. I said, Grandfather, what did you do? He said, jobs. What kind of jobs? Different jobs. I got fired a lot. I drank. So that wasn't helpful. I said, well, okay, so just try to hold on to a job until they fire you for drunken incompetence. Yes. I looked back at my past. It turns out my great-great-grandfather went to work when he was 10 years old. Some kind of telegraph place. Can you imagine? I've known some 10-year-olds now. Actually, they seem super competent.